Investigations are continuing this lunchtime into a fire at a West Dublin apartment complex, which has left dozens of residents unable to return to their homes. The fire started on the balcony of the 8th floor of the complex, which is located beside the Crown Plaza Hotel in Blanchardstown. Our reporter Diane Connors is at the scene for this lunchtime. So what's the picture there, Diane?
Yes, Brian, I'm standing right outside now, and they from floor 7 right up, there's extensive damage done to the balcony. The fire just seemed to spread upwards, and residents said it spread very fast with lots of smoke. There's been lots of activity here this morning, lots of officials in the apartments assessing the damage being done to them. We can see them out in the balconies moving through the apartments. It's not just those apartments that are closed off to their owners and residents at the moment. It's the most of the block, really, because there's lots of water damage and smoke damage. Lots of residents have been turning up here this morning, coming here hoping to get back inside to try and get some belongings, because they left here very, very quickly yesterday when the fire alarm went. Many did get back in this morning, had a few minutes to gather their belongings quickly and come back out again. I spoke to one family, Stacey Nolan and Ryan Marr. They have a 1-year-old and 5-year-old, and they told me their story about what happened yesterday.
So we'd literally only left the apartments. We were leaving to go for food across the way in Captain America's. And he had brought our little fella up to go to the toilet, and we could hear kind of people saying that the building across the way was on fire, but we didn't pay much attention to it. And it was only before he said, "I better go out and have a look," and he just seen the smoke. So we came into Captain America's and he said, "Stacey, like, the apartment is on fire." So we went over, and at that time there was only one kind of floor on fire, and then just spread up, then just kept spreading and spreading. We're just looking, what's going on? So yeah, then more and more, there was like 6 fire brigades came, and then we kind of knew it was serious. We've seen ambulances, police, and then they were blocking off the road, and then just kind of everything then paused, looking at it all in shock. You can see our apartment, so it's not front facing one. Ours kind of faces out a little bit, but we could see our neighbours, the smoke falling into our neighbours. So we kind of knew if our neighbour's apartment was getting it was more than likely ours was getting it as well. But we couldn't really see the full extent because of the amount of smoke until it kind of started clearing what was going on. But we were just waiting to see how much was dropping and whose pantry it was dropping onto, really.
Yeah.
Did you get to see the apartment last night and what damage was being done?
Yeah, we went in last night. There wasn't much damage done from what we can see because there was no electricity and it was 10, half 10. We couldn't see anything really. So we just got told to go in and get as much as we can and leave straight away. So we were only in there a couple of seconds and someone was knocking on the door to tell us to hurry. So
it was hard. Damage,
I think it would be water damage or smoke damage, because I think it spread it down to the 6th floor, so we're the 5th floor. So it would be directly above us. So it was hard. It was hard to look at.
So what's next, Diane, for those residents who were evacuated? What's the plan for them?
Well, they're only going, I suppose, 24 hours at a time. Last night, many stayed in hotels, some stayed with family. Fingal County Council issued a statement this morning saying its housing department is contacting the management company of the apartment to help find accommodation for those who have been evacuated. And most of the residents I spoke here were really, really happy with the situation and the response that they've gotten. But however, Stacey ended up sleeping in the foyer of the hotel, of the Crown Plaza Hotel, with her young family last night. Here's what she had to say.
He's just petrified. He's gone to still now. I'm trying to keep everything normal for him to see what's going on, but he's terrified.
He went to school in his pyjamas this morning.
He went to school in his pyjamas this morning because we didn't get accommodation, so we weren't allowed in till 11 o'clock last night. And I was told I couldn't get clothes or anything like that. It was the baby's pram I was brought up for, and that's what I had to get. So this morning we slept in the hotel last night, in the lobby of the hotel, and we weren't told if we were going to be allowed back in or not today. So in my head I thought, well, I need to bring him still, then he needs to go somewhere. He can't sit in a lobby then all day. And I didn't want him seeing all this either. So I brought him to still this morning. The teacher was so good. She was so understanding, and she made him feel comfortable and everything like that.
So Diane, people are facing quite a bit of uncertainty in the days ahead then.
They certainly are, and I spoke to one lady. She's heavily pregnant. She's actually due to have a C-section tomorrow. She was in her apartment on her own with 3 children when the alarm went off. 2 3-year-old twins and a 1-year-old, and as the elevators, the lifts were closed due to what was going on, she had to get down the stairs with them. So I also spoke to her, and you'll hear some of her story.
It's just really stressful, I suppose. Well, hopefully they might start letting us back in soon to some of the apartments, but I don't think so really. It doesn't look great in there.
Where did you sleep last night?
They put us up in the Carlton Hotel.
Can you stay there tonight?
Yeah, we're staying there tonight, yeah. And then I don't know after that. Yeah.
You're in hospital tomorrow. I mean, how do you feel about the whole situation?
Just devastated, really. You know, I can't even bring your babies home or anything at the moment. So,
one of the residents of that apartment block in Blanchardstown in West Dublin, ending that report from Diane Connors.